Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Between 1950 and 1960, the partnership between singer Nat King Cole and arranger Nelson Riddle was one of the most fruitful in all of pop music. Together, they made over 250 recordings for Capitol Records, including two of the biggest hit records of the 1950s, Mona Lisa and Too Young. Cole and Riddle's relationship, like their music, was easygoing and professional, and together they elevated the craft of American popular music. I'll explore that singer-arranger partnership in the next hour. It's Nat and Nelson, coming up next on Afterglow.
Each hole and corner, from the Battery to the Bronx, from the most exclusive to the honky-tonks. I've sought her at the movie houses, cabarets and parks, advertising the age and the new. Since my sweetie left me, Harlem ain't the same old place. Though a thousand flappers smile right in my face, I think I'll mooch some homemade hooch and go out for a lark just to drive off those mean Harlem blues. Just to drive off those mean Harlem blues. Just to drive off those mean Harlem blues. If Beale Street could talk, Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner who sings the Beale Street blues. I'd rather be here than any place I know. I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take the sergeant for to make me go. Going to the river, maybe by and by. Going to the river, and there's a reason why. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's done gone dry. To the river, maybe by and by.
going to the river, and there's a reason why. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's done gone dry. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's done gone dry. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's done gone dry.
Harlem Blues and Beale Street Blues, from the soundtrack to St. Louis Blues, a film where Nat King Cole starred as composer W.C. Handy. Both of those songs arranged by Nelson Riddle. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm exploring one of the most fruitful partnerships in 20th century American popular music, between singer Nat King Cole and arranger Nelson Riddle. It can be said that Nelson Riddle made Nat King Cole a genuine pop star and a worldwide phenomenon, whereas Cole made Riddle the most respected man in the pop music business. They needed each other. Nat and Nelson were two of the most talented, professional, hardworking, and easygoing gentlemen in the industry. Their partnership was devoid of any drama. It was carefree and easy. Nelson's arrangements were simple and straightforward, which matched the smooth delivery of Cole's voice without any unnecessary flash. Nat King Cole was always a naturally gifted singer, but he spent most of his early career as a jazz pianist, and an influential one at that. Likewise, Nelson Riddle was always a naturally gifted arranger, but he spent most of his early years as a ghostwriter or assistant, living in the shadow of other big names in the industry. In 1950, they were both new to the spotlight, and their mutual diligence began to bring out the best in one another. Their first collaboration came that year with a Ray Evans and Jay Livingston song called Mona Lisa. It was a tune that was shopped around and turned down by a number of singers. Cole even dismissed it at first as that Italian song. He ended up recording that Italian song in March of that year, backed by the Les Baxter Orchestra on strings. The arrangement was by the young Nelson Riddle, who was still ghostwriting for Baxter at the time. Baxter ended up stealing credit for the arrangement, at least at first. That Italian song became an enormous hit. Mona Lisa won the Academy Award for Best Song, and by the end of the year, it became the best-selling single of 1950. Mona Lisa also marked a turning point in Cole's career, moving away from jazz and towards life as a pop ballad singer. Here's that song now, Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle with Mona Lisa on Afterglow.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mm-hmm.
Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. We're too young to really be in love. They say that love's a word we've only heard, but can't begin to know the meaning of. And yet, we're not too young to know this love will last, though years may go. And then, someday, they may recall we were not too young at all.
Two of Nat King Cole's biggest hits, both arranged by Nelson Riddle. Just now, we heard the song Too Young, a song by Sidney Lipman and Sylvia Dee, which became the overall biggest hit song on the pop charts in 1951. Before that, we heard the biggest hit single of 1950, the song Mona Lisa. Les Baxter was the bandleader in both of those recordings, and he took credit for the arrangements. Once it was revealed that Nelson Riddle was the ghostwriter behind the two biggest hits of 1950 and 1951, he became more in demand as an arranger. His next big collaboration with Nat King Cole came the following year, an Irving Gordon and Lee Gillette song called Unforgettable. It was the first song officially credited to Nelson Riddle, although his arrangement borrowed the sound of another big musician at the time, pianist George Shearing. In the song's introduction, we hear a piano playing block chords mixed with vibraphone and guitar, which was an imitation of the unmistakable sound of the George Shearing Quintet. It made sense. Nat's jazz background mixed well with Shearing's laid-back jazz sound. Now, it wasn't George Shearing on the recording, but the two actually did record together, but only a decade later. Here's that song now. Nat King Cole with Nelson Riddle's arrangement of Unforgettable on Afterglow.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat King Cole's 1952 hit Unforgettable, arranged by Nelson Riddle. The next partnership between Nat and Nelson was a love song concept album called Nat King Cole Sings for Two in Love. It was a 10-inch LP in the new medium of the long-playing record, comprising mostly jazz standards by George Gershwin, Richard Rodgers, Harold Arlen, and others. And it was the only album of its kind that Cole and Riddle worked on together. After 1954, taking jazz standards and arranging them into a concept album became the territory of Riddle's other collaborator, Frank Sinatra. Nat and Frank were label mates on Capitol Records, and they had an unspoken agreement to not compete with one another. Here are some tracks from that album now, beginning with the George and Ira Gershwin song, Love Is Here to Stay, on Afterglow.
It's very clear
our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. This is our last dance together. Tonight soon will be long ago. And in our moment of parting, this is all I want you to know. Many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new, there will be other songs to sing. Another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never another you. guess I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another?
Nat King Cole and arranger Nelson Riddle with two jazz standards from the Capitol concept album Nat King Cole Sings for Two in Love. Just now we heard the Harry Warren and Mack Gordon song There Will Never Be Another You, recorded in 1955 for the 12-inch reissue of that album. And before that we heard Love Is Here to Stay, recorded in 1953 for the original, shorter, 10-inch version of the LP. Nat and Nelson recorded mostly singles together throughout the late 1950s. For larger album projects, Cole turned to other arrangers like Billy May or Gordon Jenkins. On the flip side, Riddle worked with Frank Sinatra on his larger album projects. Also, the singles that Nat and Nelson worked on were all new songs. Nat King Cole was the rare singer that was good despite his material, and Nelson Riddle was the same way. The songs they turned into hits were not your usual enduring numbers. They were not tried and true standards of Cole Porter or Harold Arlen, but rather little pop tunes, often by forgotten songwriters. These songs were made into lasting art simply by their association with Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle. Here's an example of that kind of song now. This is Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle in 1956 with the Sammy Gallup and Chester Kahn song, Nightlights, on Afterglow.
Night lights, those blues in the night lights are no longer bright lights since I'm without you. Sweet dreams, oh, where did they fly to? You're gone, and whom can I cry to? Those night lights remind me of bright eyes and beautiful white lies, too good to be true. As I go on my way, with all my heart I pray that those night lights will lead me to you. Night lights remind me of bright eyes and beautiful white lies, too good to be true. As I go on my way, with all my heart I pray that those night lights will lead me to you.
Thank you. I just found out about love and I like it. I like it. I like what love has been doing to me. I hold you close in my arms and I like it. I like it. Oh, what a wonderful future I see. It's a one time only, it's a lifetime deal, and I know it's real. I can tell by the way that I feel. Right now, I'm living it up and I like it. I like it. Hey, you, give me a clue. What's love doing to you? Looks like you could be liking it too. It's a one time only, it's a lifetime deal, and I know it's real. I can tell by the way that I feel. Right now, I'm living it up and I like it. I like it. Hey, you, give me a clue. What's love doing to you? Looks like you could be liking it too. Looks like you could be liking it too.
Nat King Cole with I Just Found Out About Love, a Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson song from 1956. Before that, we heard Nightlights, a hit for Cole that same year. Both were arranged for Capitol Records by Nelson Riddle. We'll have more songs from Nat and Nelson after a short break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the partnership between singer Nat King Cole and arranger Nelson Riddle this hour, who worked together extensively throughout the 1950s. Riddle didn't only arrange Cole's vocal projects. Nat King Cole was a gifted jazz pianist, and in 1956, Riddle was brought in to write orchestral arrangements for an album called The Piano Style of Nat King Cole. That's what you're hearing in the background right now on a song called What Can I Say After I'm Sorry? Cole's piano playing was bright and punchy, usually marked by a single-line melody in the right hand. His singing, on the other hand, was warm, smooth, and inviting. In both cases, Nelson Riddle provided the right combination of strings and horns to get out of Cole's way and let him shine. Riddle was responsible for backing up Cole for many of his signature songs in the mid-1950s, and we'll hear a few of those singles now. First, here's Nat and Nelson in 1953 with the Bob Hames song, That's All, on Afterglow.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear maybe ever so near, that's the time you
must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn to fall.
Three songs from Nat King Cole, arranged by Nelson Riddle. Just now we heard Autumn Leaves from 1955, one of the many international songs the two recorded together. That song was based on a French original by composer Jacques Prévert. Before that, we heard Smile, Charlie Chaplin's theme song from the 1930s, recorded there for the first time with words by Nat King Cole in 1954. And starting that set, the Bob Haym standard That's All, a song Cole and Riddle introduced in 1953. Towards the end of the 1950s, Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle collaborated on three more albums. The first one came out in 1958, during a year where Cole recorded seven LPs, dozens of singles, and worked on two films. The first LP from that banner year was the soundtrack for the film St. Louis Blues, a biopic about the legendary blues composer W.C. Handy. Cole starred as Handy in the film and performed the W.C. Handy songs on the album. It's one of his best albums from this era because it shows Cole going back to his blues and jazz roots while still combining them with his new, more conservative ballad singer persona. Here's Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle with the title track from the film St. Louis Blues on Afterglow.
St. Louis woman with her diamond ring, pulls that man around by her apron string. Twant for powder and for stowboard hair, the gal I love would not gone nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Ah, else she would not have gone so far from me. I love that gal like a schoolboy loves his pie, like a Kentucky colonel loves his mint and rye. I'll love my baby until the day I die. I'll love my baby till the day.
Nat King Cole in 1958 with the W.C. Handy song St. Louis Blues, arranged by Nelson Riddle. The next big Riddle-Cole collaboration came later that year on the album To Whom It May Concern. It was an album of all brand new songs, mostly ballads. Riddle left the swinging jazz standards for his other collaborator at the time, Frank Sinatra. However, one song on this album seems like it could have been plucked straight off of a Sinatra album, and that was the Marvin Fisher and Jack Siegel tune Can't Help It. It has a bluesy swing to it, and Riddle writes some great material for the saxophone and horn sections. Cole feels so at ease with this kind of material, it makes you wish that he had made an album like Sinatra and Riddle's classic Songs for Swingin' Lovers. Here's Nat and Nelson with Can't Help It.
Can't help it if I need her so much. Can't help it if I want her so much. Although she loves another, I still play the fool. I just can't help it if my feelings still show. If she should snap her fingers like so, I'd run to her cause I know I can't play it cool. I'd give my soul if my heart wouldn't plead for her. I can't. can't control. This perpetual need for her. So when they tell me to forget her, I say, I know she's gonna come back someday. And looking at it my way, I've got to refuse. 'Cause I can't help it if I love her, win or lose. If my heart wouldn't plead for her, I can't control this perpetual need for her. So when they tell me to forget her, I say, I know she's gonna come back someday. And looking at it my way, I've got to refuse. 'Cause I can't help it if I love her, win or lose, win or lose, win or lose.
Nat King Cole and arranger Nelson Riddle with the tune Can't Help It from their 1959 album To Whom It May Concern. The next Nat and Nelson collaboration came in 1960, and like their first album together in 1953, it was a concept album. But rather than a loose collection of love songs, their 1960 album Wild Is Love was a song cycle, a collection of songs all by composers Ray Rash and Dottie Wayne that tells a complete story about the search for love from start to finish. It was an ambitious project and even included Cole's narration between the songs as a thread through the story. Sadly, it would be the last collaboration between Nat and Nelson. Riddle ended up focusing his attention on the music of Frank Sinatra and his own career as a film and television composer. And Cole decided to work with Ralph Carmichael, someone who can give him his full attention. As with all things between Cole and Riddle, the relationship ended amicably, and the two remained friends until Cole passed away in 1965. To close off this hour, here's Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle with the title track to their 1960 Capitol concept album, Wild Is Love, on Afterglow.
As a rule, man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot. Always wanting what is not. Wild is love. Whenever two hearts meet, wild is love. Bitter but oh so sweet. And I know I must go wherever love takes me.
whatever love makes me, I will be like a fire, burning beyond control, wild as love, deep in my heart and soul. And though wild is the wind and wild is the roaring sea, nothing could ever be as wild as love. And I know I must go wherever love takes me. Whatever love makes me, I will be. And though wild is the wind and wild is the roaring sea, nothing could ever be as wild as love. As wild as love, as wild as love, as wild as love.
Wild is Love, the opening song from the 1960 album of the same name by Nat King Cole and arranger Nelson Riddle. What you're listening to right now is Nat King Cole on piano and arranger Nelson Riddle with Imagination from their 1956 album, The Piano Style of Nat King Cole. And thanks for tuning in to Nat and Nelson on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.